Manifesting a job or a better job using spiritual principles. A blog post by Liz Garrett. 1. Are you out of work and looking for a job? 2. Do you have a job but dream of a different or better one? 3. Do you need to methodically sell work and or gain clients? Employment, putting a roof over your head and food on your table, is a basic survival issue. As such, it automatically calls upon ego, which exists to ensure our survival. Ego is very good at getting things done, and we appreciate that, but it has its limitations. Ego values security and the known over all else, and can be threatened by personal growth, relationships, and that wishy-washy ephemeral peculiarity we call happiness. Ego will help you survive, but if not balanced by spirit, it will never allow you to rise above what you have known. If that is not enough for you, read on. Seeking work puts you in the void, that place between what was and what will be. This can be an uncomfortable place, but also a blessed place, exploding with opportunity that can't exist when life is all filled up. Here are some practices to help you make the most of the opportunity contained in the void. Be aware of and use intention. What you expect, you will experience. This is true whether or not you are aware of it. Use this to your advantage and consciously create positive expectations. As you start your day or enter into situations and interactions, decide to expect positive outcomes. Feel these expectations deeply, believe in them, amplify your intentions by writing them down and stating them to others. Use the law of attraction. Here's how it works. Your cells vibrate at the frequency of your deepest beliefs and expectations, creating a vibrational field that surrounds you and attracts similar vibrational fields. Get very, very clear about what you deeply believe you deserve, are worthy of, and can accomplish. Here's a hint. If it is anything less than greatness, your beliefs are faulty and need to be closely examined. Practice gratitude. Periods of unemployment can be dominated by fear, and fear is a stifling, stymieing quicksand of an emotion that hinders forward motion. Here is one way to avoid fear. Focus on the people, events, and experiences you appreciate. The brain's wiring does not allow fear and appreciation to occur simultaneously. So if you make it a habit to notice and actively appreciate the many good things that come your way each day, fear simply cannot exist amid all that gratitude. A bonus, what you focus on multiplies. Assume responsibility. Look at the path that led you to where you are and own the decisions and actions you made along the way. What signs did you miss? Where did you choose the easy way rather than the right way? How could you have been better prepared? You can only change what you own. Ownership is empowering. Its opposite, victimization, keeps you stuck, sure to repeat your history. Be kind to yourself. This is for sure. You are doing the best you can do. Love yourself. Forgive yourself for what you didn't know or couldn't do. It's okay. Life is a journey of continuous learning, and you are still learning. This is what learning looks like. In this transition period, it is very important to be exceptionally gentle with oneself. Your creative true self, the core of your being that will lead you to your greatness, can only be coaxed into the light with kindness. Keep your life in motion. Just like you can't steer a car that is sitting in park, you can't direct a life that isn't moving. Get up every day and do something, little or big, it doesn't matter, to keep your life moving. You have to be moving for the universe to guide you. More to the left, slow down, or turn here. Use imagination and visualization. Imagination is your most magnificent tool. It is powerful and limitless, and you can use it anywhere, anytime. Take time daily to experience the sights, sounds, feelings, tastes, and smells of the job you desire. Have fun with this. Enjoy it. The emotions and energy you generate around your vision act like a magnet to attract it to you. Pay attention to your heart's desire. Passion points to your truest desires. Place your attention and intention on your passions. Look at your immediate life and ask yourself what you need, what's missing, and what are you waiting for? What bugs, depresses, frustrates, aggravates, drains, irritates, or impedes you in this moment? This could be the universe trying to get your attention. What do you love now? Remember, you cannot think your way into this. True desires come not from the mind, but from the heart, the seat of the soul, your divine essence. Involve others. Connecting with others in a purposeful, disciplined way creates accountability and support, as well as a network into which you are broadcasting your vibrational intention beyond your personal means. Leverage the energy of others by holding yourself to a daily practice that includes strategically and methodically using social networking websites, making phone calls, having meetings, and participating in support and or networking groups. Trust. Have faith. You cannot simultaneously hold on to your problems and give them to God, whatever you envision that larger universal energy to be. Whatever you have clearly identified and stated your desire, and then done your part of the work, you must let go so that something greater than your imagination, greater than your experiences to date, greater than your limitations can be granted to you. This is a delicate balance, like dancing on a high wire. It requires your constant attention to remain engaged in the process while letting go, to sense which action is required and when it isn't, and to quiet ego's constant clamor to do, give, and have. Remind yourself, the universe conspires for your success. Now, get out of its way. Download your free job manifestation action sheet. Use this worksheet to identify what you wish to attract, specific actions you will take each week, how you will give to others, to be reminded to work your networks and to proactively, productively discuss your search every day, and to identify what you are grateful for. This worksheet helps you stay focused and make the most of this precious time in the void.